views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to the Sando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is September the 10th, 2018, and we have a live show for you today, and we would like for you to get involved in the show. If you'd like to give us a call at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number for you to get in the conversation with us. A lot that we're going to discuss today. Very, very important show, as I think all of them are, but it's really what really you think the importance of the shows are and how you respond to them is, you know, that's really up to you. So looking forward to today's show. Want to jump into it, but before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network that's been brought to you by, all of the shows that have been brought to you here on Black Talk Radio Network, by supporting this network by making a financial donation to the network via its website. And you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, hit the donation prompt, give some of your financial energy. If you appreciate the shows, appreciate the programming, then show that appreciation by making sure that it will be here for you to actually engage in and to have in the future. Make sure that you invest in what you consider and what you take as being relatively important and significant. Don't let someone else do that for you. So this network is a grassroots network that was actually put together for the people, and it is going to require that the people support it, because that's why it was created. It was not created as a platform to take to go into business just to run a business of a media company where all sponsors will be taking, you know, just based off for sponsorship. You can buy your spot, you can buy your position and proclaim or project your overall agenda because of that. That's not how this was created. It was created to inform you, give you an opportunity to be in a position that is better serving to you. So support this network, give some of your financial energy, make a donation to keep this network on air. You can also support the network by being a part of this social media outlet or network known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a grassroots social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. Your overall information will never be sold to anyone, and that is critical. And you know, it's a place where you can have a more holistic relationship with it, an honest relationship with the overall platform, not like in FedBook where they exploit you and make you pay for it. And you do, FedBook is not free. Just because they didn't charge anything to your account, what they did do is they stole your energy and gave you nothing for it in return. So very important, and they actually monetize that. That's the overall key to subjugation and enslavement, is the harvesting and stealing of energy by force and by fear and by trickery. So It's stolen. It's there's a theft of it, and then there is a robbery of it, of your overall energy that happens in the subjugation in the world of subjugation. So make sure that you become as immune to that as possible. Come on over to BTR community where you can post things about you, your business, or things that you think need to get more public attention, or you would just like to engage in that in a more holistic way for only $24 per year. One donation or one membership fee of $24 a year gets you inside of the platform, and so that you can actually engage in a more holistic way to deal with the engage in a social media platform. So please definitely support the network that supports us all. Okay, now a couple of things we got to do before we get into today's show. This week we have the Legacy Wealth Management seminar that's going to be happening here in Dallas. I will be presenting over the weekend. So Friday, we won't have a show on Friday because I have to. We'll be having clients coming in, got to take care of them, and then actually get ready for the presentation. So won't be able to have a show on Friday. So just want to let you all know. If you're interested in participating in that overall platform, which you should be participating in, the information is beneficial to you. You pay for you pay to come, and then what you get out of it is more than what you actually pay. And you will benefit from that directly. You and your family and the community at large can directly benefit from that. So if you are in the Dallas area, you would like to be a part of it, just email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com, wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Received a lot of emails lately. I'm getting back to everyone that has emailed me. Just a flood of emails have come in, which is cool. We'll be able to manage it, and I will get back to everyone that has. So if you're in the Dallas area for this week, it's going to come up this weekend. Be engaged and learn something that can benefit you and your family at the seminars that we give. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, now's the time to convert your cash into real savings of money. And it's just savings of money. It's not really an investment because you're using currency to get the overall asset. So you're just really saving what you've earned, okay? Very, very important. And investment side will come later on. So if you would like to acquire real money, then go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in inventory there. Then email info at Prosperity Mint. Let them know that you're a Tando radio show and someone will get back with you. Just want to make sure that you are engaging in acquiring the precious metals correctly. There's some things you need to know, and it's to your benefit. Your information will not be used for anything for sales or anything else. It's going to be, first of all, foremost, before you engage in acquiring the precious metals, want to make sure that you explain to you the overall acquiring process, okay, or exchange process. All right, so that is some of the administrative things that we need to take care of today. Now we're going to jump into what's in the news in today's show for September the 10th, 2018, which is always September is always building to be a hub of false flag storms, and they definitely are doing that. And you know some of the significant events that have happened in history, but some historical things that happened during that same time are not highlighted, and many people don't know, but it's there. It's always been there because there's a ritual practice that is happening. So here we go. Today's show for September the 10th, 2018 is one reason to prepare. Winds of war, I meant to put winds of war, are sweeping in all directions. Let me fix that. That's what happens when you put stuff on you by way of your phone. The winds of war are sweeping in all directions, and that is today's show. And if you would like to get involved in today's show, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. So let's get into what's in the news. And I just want to say big ups to everyone that sends me stuff. Greatly appreciate you all. You know who you are. And I definitely want to thank you for your participation. Okay, so here we go. We're going to jump into what's in the news, and we got to jump into today's show. You always hear me say it's an important show. They all are, but this one is definitely another very important show. First article that was sent is my man TK sent. Big ups to TK. Greatly appreciate you. And this was from the Boston Globe. And let me pull it up. Researchers released the first ever genetically engineered mosquitoes in Africa. Genetically engineered mosquitoes in Africa. It's not the first time that they've released genetically engineered mosquitoes, but they're saying that this is the first time it is in Africa. So check out that article that TK sent us for posting. Check out that article. Significant. The next article is, this is a part of today's, going to be a part of today's show. This one comes from Lying Like a Fox News. U.S. Marines launch live fire air assault into Syrian desert in strong message to Russia. More than 100 U.S. Marines launch an air assault in the southern Syrian desert, backed by artillery fire, to send a strong message to Russia not to send their forces inside a restricted area, or known as an exclusionary zone, area near the American military outpost, two U.S. defense officials have told Lying Like a Fox News. So they're in Syria. They have military outposts in Syria, completely illegal military outposts in Syria. It's actually an act of war. They've actually started the overall invading process of Syria. Not going to go well. So check out that article, and you'll see why we say that. Next article, got this one from Wall Street Journal. Very, very significant thing. There are some things that's going on, y'all, and it's really ramping up, and it's going to be major, major problems. And I'm gonna give my take on all of this. Is a falsehood and a lies that's going to move. All war starts from a false flag, from assassinations and everything else. And there's a bunch of those that are happening. So, in Wall Street Journal, U.S. says Syria plans gas attack in rebel stronghold. Remember last week and the week before, we were reporting how the Russians were saying the U.S. is going to have a false flag of another gas and chemical attack inside of Syria. And they started to prepare for it, but they didn't just prepare for that. They've actually prepared for military confrontations in multiple places around the world, including within the Continental Corporation of the United States. And it will happen. It is unfolding, and it's going to definitely happen. So check out that article. It's going to be a part of today's show. Next article, I got this one from Strategic Culture. Ambassador Kurt Volker. Wait a minute. I got to look at this Volker guy. I wonder if he has to be related to Paul Volker. Bet he is. It's significant. If so, not surprised. Ambassador Kurt Volker, U.S. to drastically expand military assistance to the Ukraine. One of the things I was talking about, the expansions of this war, is going to be huge. Washington is upping the ante in the Ukraine. Kurt Volker, U.S. Special Representative for the Ukraine negotiations, said in an interview with The Guardian published on September the 1st that Washington is ready to expand arms supplies to the Ukraine in order to build up the country's naval and air defenses in the face of a continuing Russian support for eastern separatists. The battlefront, y'all. Major is here, is happening. Next article, got from Sputnik News. Significant article. Germany may join possible Western airstrikes on Syria. I'm going to say this one more time. Germany may join possible Western airstrikes on Syria. The Middle East. Germany may join possible airstrikes on Syrian government forces by Western nations in the event a chemical weapons are used by Damascus, according to local media. The German defense minister has been mulling over joining the possible airstrikes by the United States, the UK, and France against Syrian government. Significant article. I'm going to touch on this. I don't want to give too much away, but I will wait till the show, till we actually get into the show after we get out of what's in the news. Next article got from RT International. U.S. jets strike Syrian town with banned white phosphorus bombs, Russian defense minister said. Two U.S. jets have bombed a town in Syria, Providence, with white phosphorus munition, causing massive fires. Russian military has said the two F-15 jets on Saturday bombed the town of Hajin with white phosphorus incendiary munitions banned by under the Geneva Conventions. So that's a war crime, and many other whole thing. This we're going to touch on this as well. We'll come back to this. Next article, man, TK sent this from Futurist. Left unchecked, artificial intelligence can become prejudiced all on its own. Check out that article, because it's been programmed by individuals that are, and its algorithms are built into a system of that. So of course it can. Great article. Thank you for that article, TK. Next article we got from RT International, Russia Today International. Pentagon to present its own plan of effective war on terrorism in Syria without Russia. Washington has its own plan of how to effectively combat terrorism in Syria, the Pentagon said. According to the U.S. is not planning to cooperate with Moscow on the issue. The U.S. military strategists have found that what they call a better, more effective, more focused way to do counter-terrorist operations in Idlib, the U.S. Department of Defense said. That's the war, y'all. It's coming. Here it is. It's upon us. Next one, I'm going to want to play this one. I don't know. This is a YouTube video real quick from the Times, and it had to do, let me post this inside of BTR community, and this is, I want to start the show with this video and post it here. Oops, hold on my door. And this one is, we want to talk about this because all wars follow a straightforward path, and that straightforward path starts with assassinations. And so I want to look at the assassination attempt that celebrity figurehead Nicolas Maduro had just endured in Venezuela. And why that's significant? It's significant because it directly affects you here, and it will. And it affects people that you may love, especially young people that happen to be in the military. So check out that. We'll check out that video. We'll start the show with that. Next one comes from New York Times, Venezuela. Venezuela accuses the U.S. of plotting a coup against Maduro. Venezuela and one of his allies accused the United States on Saturday of plotting against the president's celebrity figurehead, Nicolas Maduro, and have provided over a near collapse of the country. Venezuela's foreign minister responded on Saturday to an article. The New York Times detailed secret meetings between U.S. officials, and the Venezuelan officials seeking to oust Maduro. Check out that article. Then next article comes from RT International. Very, very significant. U.S. recalls diplomats from El Salvador. This is what, when Scotty told me about this, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I didn't know about El Salvador recognizing Taiwan as a part of China. Basically making an allegiance El Salvador. By doing that, they were making a political allegiance to China. And what did the U.S. do? And I said they're probably going to do that. They're going to have some reprisal to El Salvador. So they call back their diplomat. U.S. recalls their diplomats from El Salvador. And then when we were talking about that, I said it's also going to go to Panama, because of the Panama Canal is a strategic artery for supplies, and Panama has moved this overall allegiance towards China as well. in the Dominican Republic on over rejections of Taiwan. This is a part of today's show as well. This is an act of, as this is the start or moves before war starts. Huge, huge, huge. Next article from Newsmax. U.S. officials meet Venezuelan officers to discuss a coup bid. Check out that article, and this goes along with the other one from the New York Times. Next one, this one comes from Reuters. U.S. military join up options. Should Syria use chemical weapons? Check out that article. And then this one comes from Bloomberg. The global trade slowdown is happening now. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why you should be preparing, because that is going to affect your dinner table, your refrigerator, and your pantries. You won't be able to get what you've been accustomed to getting before in the past. Next article comes from my man TK. And he got this one from SOTNET.com. Deep State versus Trump. We're watching a anti-democratic coup unfold in the United States. And I would just say, they say that there's a deep state. No, it's just the state. And it's all, you know, but it all goes together. Some people like to call it a deep state. It's just a real state. And so check out that article. Great article, TK. Appreciate, and that has a lot to do with what's going on in the world. Next article I got from Press TV. The Iranian Republic Guard confirms missile attacks on Iraq-based terrorists. So basically, over the weekend, Iran had sent ballistic missile attack outposts inside of Iraq. They actually missile outposts that are being housed by what they say terrorists in Iraq. And Iran actually used missile attacks against that. Check out that article. Next article we got from Sputnik News. U.S. not ruling out strike on Russian and Iranian targets in Syria. U.S. not ruling out strike on Russian and Iranian targets in Syria. The Middle East. The northwest, Syria's northwest Idlib province is the last remaining stronghold of militants and terrorist groups in the country, and I'm going to add this, that are sponsored by the U.S. President Bashar Assad sees the liberation of Idlib as a topmost priority. The U.S. is mulling air and missile strikes on Syrian government forces if they use chlorine gas in their operation to liberate Idlib. In this article, it's critical from the headline, U.S. is not ruling out strikes on Russian and Iranian targets in Syria.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Saudi.
Yeah, I've been peeping over the past week or so, man, American propaganda doing just like they do with every war. But, you know, a lot of people were alive during 9/11 and how, you know, they just made these unsubstantiated reports talking about Saddam Hussein was working with Osama bin Laden. And, you know, the press always prepares the public for the coming war. It's a psychological warfare on the public to get them to buy into or support a war. So I've been seeing for at least a week now these different articles in the Google News feed about Assad preparing to use chemical weapons. I mean, a lot of articles. Now, today, I read one from Fox News, and it was saying that Assad approves use of chemical weapons. Now, how stupid is that, man? How dumb do y'all think? I don't know. Man, how dumb do they think you are? Okay? They must think y'all pretty dumb. As many times as chemical weapons been brought up during this conflict, and that it's supposed to, you know, ban weapons and whatnot. And then the man has been winning. The Syrian forces aided by the Russians and the Iranians been winning. This is the last stronghold. Why would they use chemical weapons? We had to use deductive logic or deductive reasoning. If I'm winning,
right,
why would I use some illegal weapons that I don't need to win? Why would I do that? Illegal weapons, that's like a desperation move right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I ain't going to win, so I'm going to take everybody out. You know, this is like some desperation type. Do you actually think the Russians, now this is a joint operation between the Russians, the Iranians, and then Turkey also went to the meeting, but it doesn't look like they're going to take part in it. But so this is a three-nation alliance. Do you think Russia is going to allow Assad to use chemical weapons?
So the
American public is being lied to psychologically prepared for a war. So just expect some chemical weapons to be used. All right, that's like Dave when you would say sometimes they always tell you what they're getting ready to do. So, but you just got to read in between the lines. So I'm reading in between the lines since all these different media outlets is saying that, Assad is about to do this, do that. What is your sources? You ain't even giving no sources. What's your source of information? And so I just expect them terrorist proxies that they've been using are going to use chemical weapons and kill a bunch of civilians. And then Donald Trump is going to be like, oh, I told him not to. It gives him the perfect distraction away from his other issues. Thanks, Dave.
Yep. Well said, Scotty, 100%. And one of the things Scotty said is that chemical weapons usually get used in an act of desperation when you're losing. Who's losing? And chemical weapons will definitely probably be used, but who is going to use them? And I'm telling you, the one that's losing is going to use them. And the side that's losing is the side that's been supported, the actual militants that have been supported by as a proxy war by the U.S. They're the ones that are going to use it because they're the ones that would benefit the most from using it. It's an act of desperation because the U.S. knows that they can't lose Syria. They have to go all in now, and they are. And it will come to pass. And there's a lot that's going on. I'm going to give my opinion. Scotty was absolutely in my assessment. I join full 100 behind that's exactly it. It's an act of desperation. But now who's desperate? Who's desperate? They've already basically started to move out all of the influence of those. And then after they move out the militants, guess what the next target is going to be? They're going to move out the U.S. outposts, the military outposts that are there. So after they get through with the militants, now they go after the outposts of foreign invaders. And some of them foreign invaders, it's a lot because it's all about strategical placement. It's critical strategical placement is the priority. So we're going to definitely jump into that in today's show. We got a couple more things. Greatly appreciate you all. If you want to get in on the conversation, when we open up the phone lines, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Okay, got a couple more articles, then we're going to jump into the show. Next article is going to be from my man Roz sent this in. Roz, thank you so much for all that you do. My man Roz sent this in. It came from AP News. AP News, China promises retaliation if U.S. imposes more tariffs. This is all the winds of war, ladies and gentlemen. All a part of the winds of war. Check out that article that's there. Next article I got from Sputnik News. Staged gas attack in the U.S. shortcomings. U.S. Senator tells Sputnik about his Syrian trip. Celebrity figurehead U.S. Senator Richard Black in an exclusive interview with Sputnik revealed how the Syrian people see their president. What went wrong with the United States policy in the Middle East and also expressed his admiration for the state of human rights in the country, as Syria has the greatest women's human rights and the greatest religion of freedom of any Arab country, is what he said. Basically, check out that article. It's all the setup is there. So that's what's in the news. So we're going to get into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the show, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. What I want to do now is I want to start today's show, and today's show, want to jump into it. Today's show is, the name of today's show, excuse me, is One Reason to Prepare, and I would now change this, some reasons why you should be preparing. Very, very significant for us to prepare. You know, I would say before we start this show, it's very important for us to appreciate everything that the great Creator, God Almighty, has given us. Because everything that the great Creator has given us is enough for us to sustain and do and to create a sustainable existence. There's nothing more that we really need. Everything that we've ever needed was already given to us. And what we've lost is that we've lost our exclusive dependency or our exclusive choice, or we've lost our choice that puts us, the premier choice that puts us in a position of advantage never to be subjugated, enslaved. And what I mean by that is that we've chosen and we are tempted by utilizing and admiring and appreciating what was given to us out of grace and love, and accepting a deal that is adverse to that. So in other words, everything that we've ever needed is still and always been right here, but we refuse to engage in what was always right here, and we expect it to come in a different way because we have been confused by the temptation, and we've actually been distracted and distorted, and our way has been distorted to where we make decisions outside of what was given to us by grace and true love by the great Creator. So it's kind of like you as parents, when you're, but, and when I say you as parents, when you are a sincere, responsible parent, when you give your children some of the things that they need to succeed, and you know that these are the things that they're going to need to succeed because you've been there already, and you're looking after their best interests. And because of that, there's a birthright that comes that they naturally have with you. And then they walk away from their birthright, and they take the overall options that someone out on the street gives them that, or tempts them with, or introduces them to, or entraps them with. And then once your free will has decided, not the great Creator can't even go against your free will. What you decide, so shall it be. So it's kind of like when your natural parents, the birthright that you have with them, and they establish something for you, all you need is right here. And within those, and out of those things that you have and you can use, they would mitigate and nullify any of the adversities that you would ever have to deal with, because this doesn't bring that overall environment or climate or paradigm into existence. But by you walking out away from your home and away from the overall birthright of your parents, and then you walk into the streets and you meet this person and that person, and they say, let me introduce you to something new. And then you say, okay, what is it? And they tell you, you know what your parents told you, they don't know what's up. This is what's up. This is what you should be doing. This is what you should be engaged into. Here, try it. And then there becomes a choice. And then in that choice, and this isn't something that some people do, this is a choice and a temptation that all of us have to have to dealt with and deal with. And in that choice, we take what was offered to us. And immediately, the spirit of confusion draws in. Now we actually think that we should be doing something other than what our birthright would have been protecting us from. And we engage in a new relationship. We engage in a new direction that is going to bring on its other circumstances by engaging in that. And what we were offered, we don't even realize the deadly poison that's attached to that and how it nullifies our birthright. And then from there, when we do that, we expect ourselves to be engaging in that type of mentality and that type of paradigm and that type of environment, and we expect our parents to adjust to where we are and to engage in assisting us by the way that you now accept as being what you want to do. So basically, you're engaging and you become a part of another paradigm. You expect your parents to work with you under your rules and under your overall culture and choices. You expect them to bring the miracles to you from there because their love should be enduring of all. But it don't happen that way. Because what your parents gave you in birthright is what you always needed. You need to make the choice to walk away from that and to walk back into your birthright. And until you do that, there will be no aid for you there because the aid is already there. You've never chosen to invoke the aid. So your parents aren't going to come get you. You're going to have to walk away. And then when you walk away, you can reinvoke the birthrights that have already been perfectly prescribed and placed there for you out of true love. And true love is a measure of when you stop living for yourself and you create a sustainable environment for someone else and for their advancement. So I would say that as long as we engage in this paradigm of destructive subjugation, there is no aid from within that paradigm that we engage in that by will. And even though we may be not naive about some things, but we're not spiritually dumb unless we choose to be. And that in itself is an individual choice as well. You can do it. You can do whatever it is that you want because you've been given that overall ability to choose your path. You can do whatever it is that you want, but there's always a consequence. And the consequence is not always bad and it's not always good, but it's always there. It's always present. It always exists. Because the spirit of the law is always there. Never late, never absent, never nullified. So until that individual child or that individual person chooses not to engage in that paradigm of destruction and walk back into their birthright because they chose to walk out of the prosperity, the protection. You're going to have to choose to walk back. Because it's not coming to get you. Because if it came and get you, the overall choice of yours, it would be going against your will. And it can't happen. In order for us to change this situation, we're going to have to change our will. No one can do it because they're supposed to do it for you. That's an entitlement attitude that has been domesticated and actually promoted in our decision making, subtly and overtly. So, very important part of some of the things that are happening, we must prepare for them. And this is why today the reasons to prepare, one reason to prepare is the winds of war are sweeping in all directions. And the key is that we have to know these things so that we can make a choice about them. Once you make a choice about them, you've actually invoked where you stand. It's a matter of doing. It's a matter of invoking. The system always teaches us to think it and expect someone else to do it for you. It actually invokes an eye problem, the eye problem syndrome. The eye problem is this, is I. It's very, very destructive. It's very, very destructive in all forms and facets of our sustainable spiritual eternal lives, in my opinion. So I want to talk about the winds of war that are sweeping in all directions. That should be a beacon warning for you to prepare. Because though you may not be the one that's creating that environment, but you definitely will be one that will have to meet the challenges and the consequences of that paradigm being invoked globally. We may be able to ignore the warning, but you won't be able to escape the winds. The great winds of war will be destructively blowing, and that is so important that we engage in it in a more holistic way. So what I want to do before we start, we've already started, but I want to set the stage. And one thing with the winds of war is that we want to kind of go down by this step by step. And these articles that we posted here are some of the steps. And I want to first start with, when you go into a major winds of war, when you go into a global war situation, it always follows a path. It follows a currency war that turns into a trade war, and just before the trade war explodes into the overall military wars of engagement in today's world, is not just going to be on the battlefields, but the battlefield has grown itself into your home, into your smartphone for dumb people, or your laptop, or your desktop, or your tablets, or your smart TVs, or your smart appliances that have been created to dumb down people. All of these things are now the battlefield. The battlefield, there is no garrison anymore. Every place that you go inside of this society is now a reachable, obtainable, weaponized environment. You can't even get in your car nowadays and not be in the overall weaponized environment. Your car can be taken over. The control of your car can be taken over, where you are no longer it comes very quickly that you realize the difference between ownership and control. Your control of your car can be taken over while the owner is at the wheel. Your overall ownership has now just been repossessed by control, those that control it. And your car can be told where to go, and whomever is in his way or whomever is in it will either have to get out or go for the ride. And believe me, they'll be able to lock the door and keep you in the car. And because of that suddenness and everything else, and because of that confusion, you won't even realize that now you've been trapped. And the thing is, now do you have the necessary tools to get out of that car by breaking the window? But even if you break the window, at what speed will the car be traveling at that is no longer under your ownership, because it's never been under your control? Now you're going to have to deal with the laws as a spiritual law of physics. A car traveling at 50 miles per hour and you having to get out of the car by jumping out of the window because you can't open the door, and you won't be able to physically open the door. What's she going to do now? This is not a figurative statement. This is literal. This is not fantasy or conspiracy theory. This is the conspiracy truth. And you may say, well, they've never done that. No, it has been done. You're just not aware of it. And they put those overall mechanisms of control into the overall population just for that reason, so that they can and they will control. They are showing you the system is actually exercising its control. It's not going to create something and let it go to waste. It's learned how important control is. We have it. So, before we go into the commercial break, there's a short 3-minute video, and I want to just say this. There's a video that I posted, a YouTube video that I posted inside of BTR Community. Scotty, if you would just play this video from Times, and it's talking about the assassination attempt. One of the things when wars start to happen, as I said, the actual life cycle of global wars on a major scale, it goes from currency war to trade war to shooting wars. And before it goes into that shooting side of it all, there's an assassination and control movement that happens. So listen to this. Here we go.
On August 4th, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro was apparently the target of an assassination attempt. Maduro was giving a speech here, in front of troops. Then something exploded in midair, probably less than the length of a football field away from the president. A second explosion happened 14 seconds later, 2 blocks away. The day ended in mayhem and mass confusion. And it's still unclear who launched the attack. But by reconstructing the events, we can get a clearer look at how it unfolded.
La Guardia Nacional Bolivariana.
Hundreds of soldiers take formation on historic Avenida Bolivar in Caracas. Maduro is hosting a ceremony honoring the National Guard. It's a demonstration of strength for his dictatorship, broadcast live on state TV. About an hour into the event, Maduro and others nervously notice something above them. 2 minutes later, something suddenly interrupts him.
Ha llegado la hora de la recuperación económica y necesita.
The state broadcast cuts to a soldier. But the same scene was captured by a different camera. In this clip, you can hear an explosion and see Maduro's bodyguards running to protect him.
Y necesitamos.
Around this area, cell phone video captured a drone exploding in midair, above the military parade and within Maduro's sight lines. Two blocks away, another drone is seen. It flies into an apartment building and crashes. It detonates 14 seconds after the first explosion. The sound can be heard at the ceremony grounds. And it sends the crowd fleeing.
Fue una explosión muy grande. Eso parecía que hubiese habido un terremoto. Los edificios de nosotros se estremecieron.
You can see a hole on the wall where the drone exploded. We analyzed the images of both drones. They are DJI M600 commercial drones. Each costs about $5,000. They can carry up to 13 pounds in a 3-mile radius. Here we see a likely camera and explosives attached. According to the Venezuelan authorities, the drones carried C4 plastic explosives. These are commonly used by military and law enforcement. They are moldable and usually triggered remotely. 7 soldiers were injured by the explosion at the parade. In the aftermath of the incident, authorities arrested 6 people and started to crack down on opposition lawmakers.
That's the end of the video, Dave. Dave, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Scotty. So I wanted to play that, and I actually posted that inside of Tando Radio Show, inside of BTR community. It's a couple of things that's happening. And it's very, very significant. We're going to talk about this and the significance of that. As you can see, the winds of war are really ramping up. There's been a lot of assassinations, a lot of assassination attempts. Before major events, there's always a rash of it, or a flood, or a spree of assassinations that's going on. And right now, there's been assassinations galore and attempts of assassinations that have been going on. Just, what was it? September 11th, 2001, 17 years ago, on this day, there was a significant assassination one day before 9/11. Very significant assassination that was a sign of what the next day would bring. And it followed it. These things are part of the modus operandi of destabilization by way of chaos control. And these events that are happening right now are indicating what is going to happen. I want to say something about what we just heard, and if you didn't see it, to go along, if it's the first time that you heard it, you need to become a member within be a member of BTR community. Check out that actual video so you can see it yourself. Something that's significant. Let's just dissect it, what was there. It was a drone that was above the celebrity figurehead Maduro. And remember, celebrity figurehead Trump talked about actually having military intervention into Venezuela's situation because of its human rights or its collapsing economy, that it needed intervention. They were thinking about intervening militarily. And they asked the other countries around it, and they all said, no, don't do it. Celebrity figurehead Trump admitted to, yeah, I was thinking about doing that, have a military intervention in there. There's a very significant reason as to why. They created the overall economic collapse of Venezuela to get the people in a position to where they would push for a coup by way of pain and by way of displacement, economic displacement. Same thing will happen here. But this was what was said originally, and what the intentions was, and why did they target Venezuela? Because Chavez, before Maduro, had repatriated all of his gold from the U.S. and from the bankers. Immediately when that happened, They had to see the first one to the bank wins, last one to the bank or third to, or second or third to last loses. Only the first one to the bank is going to be able to withdraw, and they were highly upset at that. So what did they do? They said they blamed that overall that paradigm of repatriating their physical gold and silver. They said we're going to have to attack and eliminate the one that has really started that, and that was Gaddafi. So they said, okay, Gaddafi, you started this, so what we're going to do is that we're going to give Chavez your gold. But in doing that, we're going to invade your country with France and kill you, steal the gold, and send it to Chavez. Then we'll kill Chavez, destabilize their country, and get the gold back, and then use that for what we need to use it for, because now you're set into motion the domino effect of fall. When we come back, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, give me one extra minute in a commercial break. We're going to take a look at these things. This is the truth that you need to know about, so that you'll make the overall proper assessment on how you need to prepare for what the plan of destruction and how the winds of war will be destroying much in its path. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. As we're going into a discussion, or some things I wanted to bring to your attention about what's going on in the world and why we need to be really preparing for the the winds of war. And so just before we went into the commercial break, we heard about the assassination attempt against celebrity figurehead Maduro in Venezuela. And I was saying how the significant part of that was that that had everything to do with Gaddafi, because Gaddafi wanted to have the world to go back to what the great creator has put in as a means of exchange, a fair exchange. An asset for an asset, not you losing assets based off of debt. The great creator didn't create debt. Man did. Man created debt in order to subjugate and to steal and to destabilize and to get you and I and everyone off of what was given to us out of love and grace by the great creator, to get us to be beholden and to get us to perform idol worship of them, and to move away from a holistic, beneficial relationship and collective prudence with the great creator. They wanted us to stop winning and start to lose. They wanted the general population to be enslaved, not to be sovereign, self-determined. That's just the truth of the matter. There was no way that you can perfect what the great creator had already given. What the only thing that you could do is interject something that would actually cause for the demise and to nullify and get to people to nullify their overall position of advantage and sovereignty. So just before we went into the break, I was talking about how that overall process went with Chavez and Venezuela, with Libya stealing, having to go into. And the one thing that they hated about Gaddafi was that this wasn't Gaddafi's first offense of trying to get the world back into an asset-based economy. And it was actually, you remember when I said that Kurt Volker, who is that Kurt Volker? I need to see if he's related to Paul Volcker. That's because that first time, the significance of that was that Paul Volcker was the Fed chairman when the Hunt brothers, along with a unnamed royal prince of Saudi Arabia, with Gaddafi and with Marcos of the Philippines, wanted to move into cornering the silver market, to move everyone back into a position to where they would exchange an asset for an asset. And that's when Gaddafi became public enemy number one. This is why I'm not quite sure if this Kurt Volcker is the action. This is the first time I read it today. When I saw the name, I said, wait a minute. Because, you know, these individuals, they have nepotism. The minions have nepotized their overall position of ownership. That's why I call them celebrity figureheads. But let's take a look at what's happening in Venezuela and why this is so critical for what's going on. We're going to have multiple shows on this one because the importance of it is just too great. So there was a drone that was loaded with C4, and the drone was $5,000, a $5,000 drone. Now, where do you think that $5,000 drone came from in Venezuela? That $5,000 drone probably only came, and it was a part of who has been using drones and who have actually mastered the overall use of drones in their overall military surveillance and their military engagement and their counterintelligence programs is none other than the Corporation of Militarized Corporation of the United States. And probably what happened was this. Chavez was probably under some form of surveillance protection by the other side. I don't think that the Venezuelan government, and I don't think that that overall drone detonated in error. It detonated because there was a cyber war that was going on there, and it was forced to detonate. It was a countermeasure. You know, Venezuela could have the capabilities of the countermeasures, but I'm pretty sure that they have been receiving assistance from somewhere. Who have they been receiving assistance from? Probably who they brokered a deal for protection from, and that would probably be China and the BRIC nations. So I wouldn't be surprised if the counter, because if you look right now in the celebrity figureheads, there's actual countermeasures that are actually electronic countermeasures that follow them. If you look at the celebrity figurehead Trump, you'll see in celebrity figurehead president of the U.S., there's a command center and a vehicle that follows that provides countermeasuring to be able to interdict and actually turn off any cell phones in that overall area. If you notice, if you ever been in the celebrity figurehead a close proximity to it, your phone shuts off, or the ability to shut your phone off is there. I know. Those overall details are there. So what, in my assessment, probably what happened was that there was an actual assassination attempt by way of C4. Who uses C4? The NATO nations do, particularly the U.S. and Israel. That's their overall fingerprint. That's their modus operandi. So in my estimation, this is what happened. That there was a deal that was struck between military individuals and intelligence individuals to take Maduro out. And assassinating Maduro, that would bring in overall chaos in the country, and then they would be able to invoke the overall individual that they want there, because Maduro is not playing by their rules anymore. And so they tried to assassinate. And if you look at the video, I'm so surprised. It was when the over there watching the drone. One, when the drone came in, why not right away their overall security? Because they may have not seen it. I don't know. But it's so funny because they're all looking up at it, and then all of a sudden it explodes. As soon as they saw it, they should have known what time it was, that that's an assassination drone. And then as soon as the drone blew up, they kind of watch it for a minute. Then they respond to it. That delay reminds me of assassination attempt that happened in Dallas. There was actually the setup for all of that was already there. But see, this one went a little bit different. See, the old school technology works better than the new school technology, because the new school technology can't have countermeasures. In today's world, they don't do that old school things of having a sniper take. That's too antiquated. That's too old. They don't do that anymore. They've advanced from that now. And in that advancement, they became much weaker, too. Because what I think would happen is that drone was about to move a whole lot closer than detonate. It probably would have detonated right in the man's face. And as soon as they tried to interdict it, it would have started doing crazy movements where they wouldn't have been able to shoot it or whatever. Because most people think that you could just shoot something, and you have to be one of the best shots in the world to hit a moving target. It's virtually impossible, because you got something, a projectile of a bullet that's no more than an inch long, traveling at the speed of sound, and you're trying to get it to hit something else. And that's moving? Darn near impossible to do. So the drone could have been maneuvered in. They wouldn't have had a word about the overall security team firing on it to knock it down. It wouldn't have happened. They would have been able, and at that speed and at that moment, they would have been able to drop that drone right in Maduro's face, and then boom, exploded. It would have been one of the first admitted cyber assassinations, state assassin or government assassination. Mission accomplished. But there was a countermeasure that was there. And that countermeasure blew that drone up before it got into range, knowing that they knew what the range was, because they blew it up before that C4 can have an effective, knowing that what was on that drone as well. Where have we seen that before? Remember when the U.S. drone was brought down by Iran and they landed it? It was a countermeasure where they took over. This is why I say in today's world, ownership means nothing, never really has. Control is everything. The overall Iranian guard was able to take the overall drone that was controlled by someone, and they invoked their own control, and they caused that drone to land. This one, they caused it to explode. Now, who would benefit from that? Here's what's happening. Later, talks about the U.S. had been talking about having military intervention in Venezuela. An assassination is a military intervention. Why is Venezuela so important? Why all of a sudden now are they trying to have a coup in Venezuela? Oh, they've been trying to have it for a while. That's what started the economic collapse. And that economic collapse is going to be used here as well. Here's what's going on. And I'm not afraid or scared to say it because it's so obvious from history what's happening here. Here's what's happening. Venezuela is a key to the overall war. Without Venezuela, the U.S. is guaranteed to lose a war because they won't have the overall oil necessary to disperse around the world to maintain their overall war efforts. Without the oil, the overall mechanisms and the overall control that they have from those mechanisms of war are nullified. Same thing with Germany. Germany had to invade France for oil to be able to fight the war. Without France, they wouldn't have been able to almost win the war. Venezuela is the exact same because Venezuela has already decided that their overall enemy is to the north, is the America to the north, the state of to the north in America. They've decided to take their American strategical interest and their American, pretty sure they've already made deal with their enemies that border them, such as Colombia, that when this kicks off, Colombia, the U.S. is already done. You need to align with us, and we're aligning with the Chinese. We're aligning with the BRIC nations. We're aligning with Russia. We're aligning with the non-NATO nations. We are all can have resources, and we'll be able to endure this overall onslaught, and we're going to collectively come together and nullify the debt king. And the debt king is the U.S. And that deal has already been brokered, and now they're trying to invoke their overall someone else that's there. The failed assassination attempt is actually the failed war that it actually shows that the U.S. will lose the war. Because if you can't even anymore invoke an assassination anymore and do an effective assassination anymore, then what does that tell the overall heads of states around the world? That guess what? You don't have no power. Actually, the ones that can protect me from your overall assassinations is the ones that have it now. See, once before, the U.S. was strong enough to invoke assassinations in Chile and all over the world, in Dallas. And so many other places that they in throughout the continent. But see, they don't have that ability to do it as much anymore. They're losing the ground there because they've lost pace and they've lost position elsewhere. And just by that drone exploding, you already know we're a $5,000 drone. Not only one, it was $10,000 worth of drones that was in the air that day. Just in that 1 mile radius. Who in Venezuela could afford to do that? And then had to have the overall C4 attached to it. C4 is customarily used by NATO nations. Not only did they bring down one drone, they brought down two drones. How did they bring down those two drones? Those two drones were actually controlled somewhere relatively close, but in a safe distance from there, and their countermeasures were in the same area as well. Why? Because Venezuela is a critical pivoting point for the winds of war. They can't lose Venezuela, because if the U.S. gets control of Venezuela, they will be controlling one of the largest oil-producing countries in the world.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
You think it's possible snipers took those drones out after noticing them?
No, I think what would probably happen, Scotty, was that the same drone detonation that was under control of the overall first ones that put it up in the air, they took control over that drone and detonated it right then and there.
Okay. One other thing, though. And I noticed this is a pattern since Gaddafi. You mentioned Gaddafi earlier. They always do stuff And then when the government responds like they should respond, like a lot of people don't know that them terrorists, jihadist terrorists, was attacking Libyan civilians. And that's who Gaddafi was deploying his troops to go after. Then next thing you know, all the figureheads of the United States government, including Obama, oh, he killing his own people. So you do a false flag in Venezuela. Well, it probably was an attempted assassination, but it failed. But then when they crack down or wider violence break, oh, they're killing their own people and all of that. And that's what they're doing with Syria. That's all they, every time, oh, he's killing his own people. We just keep falling for the same lies all the time. No deductive reasoning, none whatsoever. But we don't say, hey, all these cops killing all these American citizens, and, oh, they're killing their own people.
Right. Scotty's absolutely right. In my opinion, absolutely right. And that's the significance of this all. It's been done throughout history. They're not doing anything. There is no new world order. It's just the old order. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's the old order. Now, here's where this is significant. There's a New York Times, and right now the New York Times, if you notice anything, if you know things about the New York Times, you know that it is actually a clandestine propaganda machine. New York Times had an article. Venezuela accuses the U.S. of plotting a coup against Maduro. And it says, real quickly, Venezuela and one of his allies accused the United States on Saturday of plotting against its president, Nicolas Maduro, who has presided over a near collapse of the country. George Ariza, Venezuelan's foreign ministry, responded Saturday to an article by the New York Times detailing secret meetings between American officials and Venezuelan officers seeking to oust or to have a coup of Maduro. We denounce before the world the United States intervention plans and help to military conspire against Venezuela, he said on Twitter, adding that the article had brought to light new crude evidence of such a plot. The Times article, based on an interview with U.S. officials and a Venezuelan former military commander who was seeking to overthrow Maduro, gave an account of several meetings that took place starting last fall and continued into this year. The main request of the military plotters was for an encrypted radio, which they plan to use to communicate among themselves in order to capture Maduro and his lieutenants. But the United States never granted the request. After multiple meetings, the Venezuelans became frustrated. Mr. Maduro government has since jailed dozens of the conspirators. Though many remained at large. Among those who denounced the secret meeting was celebrity figurehead President Morales of Bolivia, a longtime leftist ally of Maduro, who referred to them on Saturday as Trump conspirators. In a tweet, he wrote, "The free countries of Latin America will withstand and defend any further attacks of the empire against the peace and democracy in the region." Why was that important? What Morales, celebrity figurehead Morales, said? They're basically aligning. The free countries of Latin America will withstand and defend any further attacks. How are they going to stand and endure any further attacks? How can Bolivia, Venezuela withstand against the U.S.? Because they made alliances outside of. And they know why those alliances is there. And these are a part of the winds of war that are significantly going to adversely affect you and I here. Let's go on with the article. The White House has not commented on the meeting. They don't need to comment on the meeting because they actually said months ago that they were considering military intervention. Now, they said encrypted radios. What is an encrypted radio? A drone is an encrypted radio. Measure for communication. The White House has not commented on the meeting. On Saturday, a spokesman for the National Security Council said the United States preferred a peaceful order transition to the democracy in Venezuela. Who are you to determine? See, this is what they do. They say one thing, but they mean something else. But just by them speaking on it, they tell on themselves.
Hey, Dave, you know, I remember the elections when Hugo Chavez was still alive, but, you know, you got all of these different observer groups and what have you, and Jimmy Carter was part of it. Not that I'm holding him up as some kind of beacon of honesty or something like that, but Venezuela has some of the most secure elections in the world. When you vote, they yep. actually give you a printout of your vote. There's a paper trail, okay? They got rid of those, what they call them, electronic voting. I mean, they're still electronic voting yeah. machine, but they give you receipts, you know what I'm saying, and what mm-hmm. have you. And I think also you have to log in with a thumbprint to prevent voter fraud. You know, you can't vote more than once and what have you. So they've had some of the most secure elections. Much more secure than the United States, I would say. This again is all state propaganda.
Right. This again is all state propaganda, and absolutely right. And you know, one of the things that I say about voting, you know, is key is who's counting the vote that matters, not who voted. Who's counting it? So whoever counts it, tells you which one had more and which one had less. So very important. And what Scotty's point is that this is significant because these countries are saying, nah, we're not going in that direction. Now, do those countries have their own problems from within? Absolutely. See, governance means control and rule over others. That's what we need to walk away from. We need to walk back into our birthright. We need to walk back into our birthright. Not our petitioned rights, ones that they permitted rights. That means that they choose and they rule. It's not what we need. We can function and do well and have great prosperity as a collective species of working in collective prudence. So let's go on. Here's what's significant about this. The winds of war is significant because right now, not only is Venezuela the target because of its strategical importance and the assets that it controls. Those that have assets, the golden rule, those with the gold make the rules. Those with resources control the world. Control people. And right now, the resource is significant. And as we see this, and we're definitely going to have like 2 or 3 days of this, because I want to lay this out so you can see it, why you need to be preparing for this. Not only is it in Venezuela, which is in South America, all of those countries in South America are going to turn against the U.S., Brazil, Chile will, Bolivia already basically has. Venezuela already has. Colombia will come too. Colombia will come. But there's another article that was very significant about, and it says U.S. recalled diplomats. Whenever a country calls a diplomat, it means that they plan on having military confrontation. U.S. reclaims diplomats from El Salvador, Panama, and the Dominican Republic over rejections of Taiwan. Now, where did El Salvador go? The same place that Venezuela went, to Russia and China. Same place Mexico went, to Russia and China. Do you see the overall right now? And because of this, this is actually there. The it's a phenomenal asymmetrical plan that is being waged against the empire of the United States. Even though it's a theatrical, dramatical thing that you could see, but it's how they destroy all empires, and they're doing it in a very systematic, methodical way. Everything is enclosing in on the U.S. Canada's not an ally anymore. Mexico's not. So what the U.S. was able to get away with, assassinations and everything else, they're failing now. They have had some recent assassinations that were successful. They had one in the Ukraine last week. Very significant, very relevant. This is why Volcker is saying that there's going to be more aid to the Ukraine. Listen, so we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, give me one more minute as well. When we come back, we want to take a look at this and then now start to synthesize a dutiful response to this from you, because it should be. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'd love to hear from you all. And very important show, because we're starting to show the winds of the hurricanes of war. And there's a bunch of hurricanes that are actually happening now, and this is that season. It's not only the season climatically, it's also the season geopolitically. And they both have destructive inlays. So we were talking about Venezuela, and now we're talking about why this is happening. And if we look at what's unfolding, the proverbial handwriting is pretty much on the wall. There's a reason why, and we talked about, Dennis could add to this, there's a reason why El Salvador, and Scotty had clued me into that, and I didn't know about El Salvador. Now, Salvador is critical because that's the overall CIA laundromat and the overall places where the overall, in the schools of America, where they train killers. And for El Salvador to be going in a different direction is huge. Tells it all. And those changing winds are significant. But I'm going to say this. The thing about this is that the heart of this all is that the heart has not changed in these governments. Just their overall positions and alliances have changed. They still mean to do the exact same that they did when they began, and that's to rule you and I as much as they possibly can. And they're going to create the environments and the predicaments that will raise the thought in our minds and the beliefs in our minds that we need them. Without them, we would be lost. And that's completely adverse to the birthright that the great creator invoked. And as long as we engage in that, we will engage in all the consequences that go along with that. No exceptions, no exclusions. So now, El Salvador, Panama. Why is this so significant, Panama? The U.S. recalling its diplomats from Panama. It's an act of war. It's a tell that war is coming. And the Panama Canal was significant to your dinner table, your food pantries. It's significant to your way of life. And that overall canal has now made the choice to align itself in a more profitable engagement or relationship. See, Panama and El Salvador knows that the dollar is no good anymore. It can't be, it's not the measure and tool of bribery anymore. They don't accept it. And that's one huge thing. And this overall governance thing, a lot of it is built off of bribery. The tools of bribery. What debt instrument are they using to bribe? What debt instrument will the overall so-called authorities and officials accept to do the malevolent and harmful things they're asked to do against you? Well, see, they'll still do those same things, but they won't take the U.S. dollar to do it anymore. It's not the debt instrument of choice anymore. Because it's not the debt instrument of authority, position. It has no more strong relevance, and its hierarchy is diminishing. Its position within the hierarchy is diminishing. So Panama, Dominican Republic, they recalled their ambassadors, the diplomats, because of that? It's not the real reason why they recalled them. The diplomats are being recalled or ousted because they don't have favorable treatment or position there anymore. And believe me, the diplomats leave with this saying. You know what this means, right? You know, when we come back, we're going to come back with fury and all, with fire and brimstone. And El Salvador, Panama, and Dominican Republic says, yeah, we know. But you know, by you leaving, it tells your position that you really can't stay. So all of your threats are notwithstanding. The bully is now becoming surrounded. And the bully is going to try to do what all bullies do. They're going to have a last ditch effort to start some stuff. and they're going to try to pick on the weakest one and then try to gain momentum from there. And they're going to try to go to the next one and then the next one. And that's what's happening here. And because of these are strong indications of the winds of war. And the strong indications of the winds of the war is that position is being lost, not gained. The position loser loses the overall war. The empire collapses. And all of the empires of the old have collapsed, and this one will as well. But where will you be as that happens? I like to put it this way. Right now, your quality of life or standard of living is what it is. Even though you don't think it's enough, but I will say this. You are rich only until the dollar bubble bursts. You are where you are economically relevant, or your economic standing, and I would say most are rich. You're only rich as long as the dollar is able to manipulate. Do you see that there is holes in all of the holes that are establishing to where the bubble now won't be able to maintain itself? And once that is gone, there goes which many have considered and many have thought of as their riches. There it goes, gone, never to return again. Not just a economic problem or short-term problem. Not just another collapse or crisis or great recession or recession to endure with. Not another depression to deal with. No, no. When this goes, it's gone forever in your physical life existence. Not for 1 year, 2 years, is gone for good. Never to return. That's what's really being positioned here. Because the rest of the world doesn't need the U.S. to have standing anymore. It needs the U.S. to fall. And so shall it be. And in the interim of that fall, you should see that the U.S. is punch drunk, is taking too many blows, and the ref is about to step in, or they're about to get completely knocked out. I think it's going to be the knockout. The knees is wobbly. They say that a hurt fighter is always dangerous. Yes, this hurt fighter is dangerous, but even if they throw a knockout blow, just putting the energy into that is going to kill them. And because of that, there should be a priority that we go back to our birthright that you have. Go back to what the great creator has established as being sufficient and sustaining. Go back to the promise of truth. Go back to what is real. Walk away from this paradigm. Don't expect that the help is going to come to you where you are when the help has already been given. You got to go to it. You have to choose it. You have to invoke it. You have to want that to happen for you. You have to create that presence within your life. You have to manifest that truth within your life. That's why you should be doing it. There's an article that I post about the trade. Hold on, let me pull this It was from Bloomberg. I want to make a point really quickly. Here it is. Bloomberg. The global trade slowdown is happening right now. What does the global trade slowdown mean right now? It means really just one thing. This is how, and it says the trade slowdown has already, and I got this from Bloomberg, and this was for Friday. The trade slowdown has already begun as tariffs pile up. The world economy is starting to look hollow, below the waterline. And what's happening is this, ladies and gentlemen, the manufactured goods, the bread that man has created is starting to be bottlenecked away from you. And the bread that man has created is not going to sustain you. This is why it was said that man can't live on bread alone, because we walked away from everything that proceeds from the Father's mouth. We have consumer goods and not the great creator wonders. And this consumer good can be manipulated not to go to you. It can actually go through default. And that's what's happening. So now we got the overall global trade slowdown. And then you have now the Panama Canal. That means you're not getting goods on this side, but you're definitely not getting the goods going through one of the most important channels of goods. This is why there needs to be a priority of you to acquire goods and have the means to continue to acquire goods. Here's one of the things that's going to happen. The goods will come back on the shelves, but you won't be able to afford them. The goods will come back on the shelves. In Venezuela, there are the fine restaurants and the food is there, but it's in places where people can afford them, not in places where people can't afford them. So if you could afford it, you can go and find and get exactly what it is. And not only that, oh man. I had to take a second away from it all because the manipulative truth is so apparent. See, the system always wants to have the have and the haves not, because that overall low frequency energy outwardly burst of the hatred that comes there, it empowers them even more, because it gets you to look at this individual and that individual, and you will ignore what the system has created and aggregated. So they always will have the haves and the have not, and they'll always have the line between those two very fine, but the definition of that overall have and have not will be explicitly apparent. In Venezuela, there's those that have and they continue to live in the lap of luxury while others are starving to death. And it's a psychological, spiritual attack on both sides. The one side hates the condition that they're under, the other side loves the position that they have or think they have. This is why enslavement destroys all. It's a low frequency. And many choose to actually, yes, I want to engage. I don't care that this is hurting somebody else. I want to engage in that. That is a enslavement mentality. That's an oppressive mentality. And in Venezuela, the parent, and it will be apparent here as well, because the overall haves and the have not defining line or line of demarcation is going to be everywhere. You will know it, you will see it, you will recognize it, but what you won't see is the cloaking of the facade. The cloaking of the facade is that it's the system that created it. It will get you to hate an individual, will get you to hate and have a disposition of violence to a selected area so that you won't see the true culprit, so that you won't apply a health cure. You'll just be looking for a band-aid in health care. So listen, everyone. Make it a priority. Do what you can do and continue to do what you can do. Because you're going to need it, your family is going to need it, and our family is going, and our community is going to need it. And what is it that is going to need? It's going to need more than just the physical necessities. It's going to need the spiritual truth. And from there, maybe the cure can be applied. Listen, I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show for today. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Great Creator willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Much love, much respect. Remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.